Have you ever felt that you were part of something really valuable and meaningful, but at some point it was time to say goodbye? Perhaps you had a really supportive group, or there was this one particular person that was really helpful to you along the way, but you felt that it was time to leave the nest, to spread your wings and soar. Well, if so, you can imagine that this happens a lot when it comes to sleep coaching. And within our Insomnia Immunity program, it has become something of a tradition that the graduating student shares their insights to help others in a bit of a graduation speech. And today I have something really, really special for you. There was a graduation speech this week that was just so incredibly wonderful. There was so much insight, so much of a transformational journey that I asked if I could share it, and Ada said, sure, absolutely. So we're going to take a look at that today. A lot of hope, inspiration, and practical insights in this graduation speech. But before that, of course, we are going to do our weekly roundup. So what happened this week in the channel? Well, Monday, we had Insomnia Insight number 479, where it talks about how palpitations and other surface manifestations of insomnia, like dizziness, like tingling, like, you know, weird pain and tensions and breathing fast, breathing shallow, things like that, how they end. That has to do with context. If you experience those type of symptoms, then please check out this episode of Insomnia Insight. Tuesday, we had Heard Online number 17. A lot of people like this one. I was reacting to Andrew Huberman's optimizing sleep ideas. I think, you know, unfortunately, it is a sad state of affairs, the general state of affairs in sleep. And you know, there's something there for you if you want my take on what's happening in the sleep realm. Now, Wednesday, we had Insomnia Open Class with, as usual, lots of great questions from the Natto Nation, from the community here. And I talk a little bit there about grading your own sleep in a pass or fail way and how that can be tricky. So if that sounds appealing to you, then check it out. And yesterday we had Talk Insomnia number 109, where Chris, who was a guest in Talk Insomnia number 70, comes back a year later and talks about life after insomnia. Now, with that said, let us look at this amazing graduation speech that came in this week. I'm actually just going to read it. We'll just read it together here, really. So Ada said this: where did I start this journey at the end of May? And where am I right now? Well, it is a huge difference. I joined this program after about 6 weeks of going through anxiety and sleep issues. I know people suffer for years, so I feel very lucky and grateful that I found the resources I needed to go through this process so early. I'm convinced it saved me a lot of suffering. This is how my life was at the time. I was having multiple days with no sleep or very little sleep per week. If I was sleeping 5 hours, that would have been a good night, and most nights were medicated, so I was feeling like a complete zombie the day after. Within 6 weeks, I experimented with quite some medication that was prescribed to me from the 5 or 6 emergency room visits I had. I took trazodone, a few benzos, which I stopped taking after 2 or 3 days because I would just feel numbed, no emotions whatsoever, and mirtazapine, which I was on when I started this program. My days were a constant panic attack, and my life as I used to know it was completely gone. I was not able to care for my kid without the support of my husband and mom. I took time off work to figure things out, and I was suffering tremendously due to the impact of all this, what it had on my relationship with my kid, husband. So a beautiful depression was settling in. Due to the pills, I abruptly stopped breastfeeding my toddler. So I was not only lost in panic, scared for my life because I was thinking sooner or later I'll die from exhaustion, but I was also grieving the loss of that wonderful connection with my son. I had all the medical checks that anybody can imagine, hormone checks, heart, eyes, multiple blood tests, and even a brain MRI, because one of the doctors told me I might have a tumor in my pituitary gland. I was kind of disappointed when I found out that I don't have one, because at that time, a brain tumor seemed something more manageable than insomnia. The funny thing is that from all these visits, I found that I needed glasses, which might explain the dizziness I was experiencing that triggered all the anxiety and snowballed into this horrific monster I created in my head called insomnia. That's all. I just needed glasses. I'm laughing at it now, but it wasn't fun at all back then. Where am I now? I sleep on average 5 to 6 hours, like most people do, with occasional nights of little sleep and more nights of full sleep. Not that it would matter, to be honest. I have days where I felt better after a 3-4 hour night than a full night. I'm not only capable to take care of my son, but myself, even if I sleep or not. But I also actually enjoy spending time just myself and him, with myself and him so much. I sleep even when I think there's no chance I could, and I surprise myself in the morning because all I remember is being very anxious, and the second thing I know, it's 7 a.m. This is because now, instead of getting scared by the anxiety, I welcome it in and talk to it. I know a lot of people prefer to go out of bed, but this is not my case. I like practicing acceptance in my bed if anxiety is coming. It's been 2 months since I took a pill, and I will never take one again for sleep. There's no drug or external factor that can produce sleep. I can do a lot to influence how I sleep, but I can do absolutely nothing to produce sleep. I learned, and I still learn, to trust my body. I still have trouble sleeping, but I'm no longer bothered by it. Most of the days, and the occasional days when I'm bothered, it's not so bad. I'm just more tired and anxious. I understood that my troubles with sleep are due to anxiety, and that's absolutely normal. Anybody that is stressed has trouble sleeping. All I learned in these 4 months through this program and all the books and practices I applied are bringing benefits in all areas of my life, especially on how I approach anxiety, looking at it for what it is. A hormone that my brain releases, adrenaline, because it thinks I'm in danger. And once it shoots it into my bloodstream, there's nothing I can do. I can't undo it. I can just allow it to go through me and let my body clean it out. After all the anxiety-related symptoms like palpitations, sweating, dizziness, I experience them in other circumstances as well. Circumstances that are not related to anxiety, like running or when I'm excited about something. And I'm not scared of them now, then. So why would I be now? Now I understand. It's just a matter of how I look at it. And I know that this is something I can change. My life completely changed. And though my sleep might go back to how it used to be before it all started, I will never be the same. And for this, I am so grateful. This was Ada's graduation speech. And I don't know about you, but I thought it was absolutely incredible. It was like seeing the transformation, but also all these practical insights that are embedded in this speech. Just amazing. So I'm really glad to have had a chance to share it with you. And I hope you have a wonderful weekend. As always, if you are finding your way out of insomnia land and you are seeing that you are becoming the person you were before, you're recognizing yourself, you're living the life you want to live, that is wonderful. This said, if you would like some help and guidance along the way, then of course, head over to our website, check out our actual coaching options. And if you decide to join, we look forward to seeing you on the other side. That's it for this week. Hope you'll have a wonderful weekend, and I look forward to seeing you back next week. Until then, take it easy.